Good morning. This is Moses Stolzfus, and I'm here with the to give you the daily inspirations for this day, October the 21st. Beside the still waters is my where I want to get my theme out of. Beside the still waters is a little booklet, a daily Bible reading and inspiration for personal or family devotions. I'd like to expand a little bit on the words that are in this booklet today. The day of the Lord shall come, it says here in the top of the page. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:9. In spite of the fact that our Lord has clearly stated in his word that no man knows when judgment day will come, a man has once again predicted, and of course this was earlier this year, that it will come on a certain day. May the 21st, 2011, was advertised on billboards as the day when all mankind would be judged. You know, this has happened so many times in spite of the Bible saying that no man will know when that day cometh. And yet, people do it again and again and again. They make predictions. I remember so well the one in 88. And there was even a brochure printed about 88 reasons why Jesus would come in 88. And so, but you know, one thing for sure is that on that day, on May the 21st, 2011, that was judgment day for thousands of people across the world. It was the end of the world for many people, thousands of people. No, it wasn't the end of the world as we expect. The end of the world will one day come, as it says there in Revelation and many other places of the Bible. It talks about a fiery end of the world, of the earth as we know it today. But I think of the tsunami over in the Middle East, in Asia, and I think of the big earthquake in Haiti and many other natural catastrophes, and I think of the falling of the World Trade Center, and how that those days that happened, it was the end of the world for those people. And what is important is not what day that will be, but the important thing is that we are ready when that day comes. The end of the world for you and I. When is it? Would it make a difference to you if you knew? I hope it would not, because we need to be ready every day. We need to live every day as though it were our last day. So let us be ready. Let's prepare for the Lord Jesus and for his coming, because he has promised that he will come again. And so this day, let's continue reading. In May the 21st, 2011, the day passed without any unusual happening, as far as I know. But the judgment day did come the day following for over 100 people at Joplin, Missouri, when God allowed a powerful tornado to rip through the city. Their eternal destiny was decided that day. From our perspective, it was a terrible disaster. Why would a loving God allow such destruction of lives and property? God is merciful and does not want anyone to be eternally lost. He wants us to repent and to experience eternal life and bliss in his presence. Really, he does. He does. He wants us to experience a blessing. That's what it's all about. God's blessing us, and we in turn blessing God. And God gets much glory out of his people who come to him and worship him. See, it's his creation. We can look at all the birds of the field and how they sing and so forth, and the animals which do the thing that they were designed to do, completely the same way today as it was 6,000 years ago. But man has departed from the way God created him, and man has fallen. But it is God's desire, it is God's design that man would bring glory to God. And so, as we give our heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ, as we consecrate our life, as we bow down before the Lord and say, Lord, I am yours. Lord, I give my whole heart and life in full consecration to you. I want you to take my life and do with it what you desire. I'm in your hands. I completely cast myself upon you. And then our lives can bring much glory and honor to our God. Our lives will be our very bodies will be a vessel that God can use in his kingdom to his glory. That's what God created us for. He created us to bring glory and honor to his name. And here we are on this day, October 21st, Friday, October 21st, 2011. This day is the day that God has given us. We have no promise of tomorrow. We don't know what tomorrow holds. But this is the day that God has given us. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us follow the Lord Jesus Christ today and walk in his ways and be faithful to him and do that which he has commanded us to do. And that is in Matthew 28. I talked about that a little bit yesterday. I'm not going to repeat it that much, but in Matthew 28, it talks about, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Let's remember, those were the last words of Jesus. And it is his will for us that we are faithful and that we go out and teach and preach, and that many hearts can be drawn to the kingdom through our obedience. Okay, let's get back to reading this page here. It says the tornado was a clear reminder that material possessions are not as valuable or as dependable as we often think they are. The Lord would have us to understand that life as we know it is not forever, and we need to prepare for the next life. We need to prepare for eternity. No, for us, Judgment Day did not come on May the 21st, 2011, as predicted. But we know that we are closer to the day now than we were then. These happenings would teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Psalm 90:12. And to number our days is to consider how few they are. It is to live our days with an awareness of the uncertainty of life. It means to always remember that someday we will be judged by God's word. So God has a purpose for each one of us. God has a work for each one of us to do. And so let us rejoice and be glad in him. Let us enter into that work that God has given us, and we work in his vineyard diligently, preaching the gospel, reaching out to a neighbor, reaching out to someone in church, reaching out wherever we can, blessing others, comforting others, and he allows. Maybe some of you have been going through trials and tribulations, and maybe you have a deep trial in your life. And what does the Word of God say? It says that these trials come upon us so that we may comfort those with the comfort that we have been given. And so it's so beautiful when God brings us, it also says at one place that we should glory in tribulation. We should be glad to go through trials so that God can perfect us and God can make us more like Him. Trials have a way of doing that in our lives. So let us be, let us not fret and worry about trials, but let us walk through them and up and over the mountain and allow God to use those things to polish us and to make us better, to make us more useful in the kingdom of God. That's what God wants to do with trials. So let us move forward, let us go on, and let us trust the Lord Jesus Christ for our next move. Let us be faithful to Him all the days of our life. Let us bring glory and honor to His holy name. So this morning I would like to close in prayer and our Heavenly Father, blessed be the name of Jesus. Glory and honor to the one who created us. And may you work in our hearts and lives, each one of us, that we may truly be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ, that we may be faithful to our God, and that we may work in the corner that God has given us, that we could be truly a faithful servant, and we could be a blessing to others. We could serve others and honor our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Heavenly Father, I just pray for everyone that has heard this message, dear God. I pray that they might be prepared. If they're not prepared, I pray that they would fall on their face before a holy God, and they could realize that they are sinners, and that there is hope for them, and that they could fall on their faces and cry out to God and be saved. Oh, Father, I just pray this morning, dear God, would you do miracles in our midst, Lord? Yes, a new birth is a miracle, and we expect you, dear God. We know that you want us to witness and to testify for the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we do that, it falls upon fertile ground, and hearts can be changed. People can be born again. So, Father, this morning we commit our lives into your hand and trust, dear God, that you will take this message, dear God, and that it may bring forth fruit to your glory and to your honor. Amen. Okay, well, thank you for listening this morning. God bless you and have a wonderful day. My name is Moses Salsus, and if you feel the Lord prompting you to call me, I'd appreciate that. My phone number is 717-656-9576. Again, God bless you and have a wonderful day.